Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of April, we will be exploring the topic, Believing His Salvation. April 8, His Qualification. Truly, to you I say today, with me you will be in paradise. Luke 23, verse 43. A preacher was accompanying a celebrity on a trip to the Middle East. On arrival, the security was tight as the bodyguard surrounded the luminary. At one point, the preacher had fallen behind and tried to rejoin the group. He explained to the guards that he was part of the group, but to no avail. Then, from a distance, the celebrity noticed that the preacher was missing and turned around, announcing in a loud voice, "He is with me!" Immediately, the tight circle of security parted and the preacher was able to walk in, just because he was with him. The shocking response of Jesus to the thief on the cross applies to each one of us. The above rendition of Scripture reflects the original Greek word order. Let's notice four elements in our text. Today, you will be, paradise, and with me. In this devotional, we will look at the second and the fourth elements, while tomorrow we will address the first and the third. You will be. The assurance Jesus gives to the evildoer is in the second person, singular, and in the future tense, and it is a sure promise. It's not you might be, but you will be. This man was totally undeserving, yet there was a future for him. His presence with Jesus in his kingdom was not a possibility, but a reality. This is the radical difference that separates the biblical gospel from a pseudo-gospel. The false gospel offers the possibility of salvation, but the real gospel gives the assurance. Yes, this man does not qualify. Why would he be there? That's where the other element comes in. With me. In Greek, the weight of the content is in the middle of the sentence, and with me is in that spot, at the very center. Jesus was saying to him, "You will be in paradise because you are with me. I am the one who qualifies, and you get in with me." If you know yourself unqualified for heaven, cling to the promise of Jesus to the thief on the cross. I like to imagine myself one day walking the streets of gold and other people objecting to me being there. "What are you doing here?" they will wonder. Well, I can't wait for Jesus to turn around in a sweet but thunderous voice announce, "She is with me."
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!